Chef DuPont is over here. Lafayette Bridge is over here. We were up here, right? This is the Monterey and the Dover. This is the causeway. See that causeway going across? That would be like the S3 going across the meadows, right? Without that, can you imagine armor getting any place through there? Mm. Now that's for miles in all directions, all the way down to Carrington where the 101st. That the house there on the top part of the photograph, is a house at the bottom of the hill. We had a hell of a battle there with the Germans. And the guy, he stuck with a parachute and everything onto his building.
Let me read what it says. Lucien is an honorary member of the 508th. He was 10 years old on June 6th, 1944, living at Hill 130. He remembers the planes coming in the night, shaking the rooftops and other horrifying noises. At daybreak, they saw dead and wounded men in front of their home. He witnessed the violent battles for Hill 30. He has memories of explosions and men screaming.
Yeah.
He recalls the desperate circumstances of the Americans during the battle and their sacrifices for he and his family and friends. In memory of these events and to pay homage to the courageous men who liberated him, he rebuilt the wall of one of his buildings as a memorial. The work reflects all of the feelings that will be in his heart forever. Lucien is also active in the committees that welcome the veterans back to Normandy. His address is Lucien Hasley, Le Pont Filiolet, F-A-L-I-O-L-E-T, 50360, Picauville, P-I-C-A-U-V-I-L-L-E,
Picauville,
France. Lucien Hasley, Memorial
Picauville, Etonville, Chef DuPont, they're all in that village, all in that area. But that tells a story. You have good eyes. I can't see the damn thing this close. Yeah, and then they attacked us there for 3 days. They did everything.
3 days?
3 days straight. They attacked up the hill, up the hills, shelling, coming in from all directions. They had another
way. And about how many men were in
on
your
the hill? It was about, I'd say, about 200 men, 180 to 200 men we finally assembled there.
And what kind of
across the river? On the other side of Chef DuPont, Colonel Lindquist had assembled another 200. So between the two sides, we had control of the causeway. Now, the Germans couldn't use the causeway, and we had to hold it until the 4th Armored finally reached us 4 days later, and then they could get across and continue their drive. Then we went south, then we took Bozeyville, we took the bridges there,